Today's shir is a Masechta Ksubas on Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin on Chav Vav Amid Beis, in the middle of the Amid. Ha'isha Ashenech B'Shar B'Day Oivdei Kachavim, if a woman was imprisoned by Goyim, Ayidei Mamon Muteres Labayla, if it was because of monetary reasons that money is owed to them, then she's Mutter to her husband. We're not worried that she had relations with the Goyim. There are various Pshatim in the Rishonim here. We're going to learn like Rashi and Tosfos. And Rashi says, they're afraid they're going to lose their money, and therefore they do not make the woman Hefker that everyone can have relations with her. And Tosfos goes with the same Pshat. In the second bottom Tosfos, the Riamaskal Yedei Mamon, Nira du Materas afil la baila koyin, the lechashin and afil la oinsomishum de mirsi la hafsim amoyim. Tosfos spells it out that it's not only that we're not worried that she, if she was married to a Yisrael, that she had relations beratzon, but even if her husband was a koyin, we are not worried that they were ma'aniser, and a anusa would be asura to her husband, the koyin, even from a goy. And we're not worried about that because they want to protect their money, and they know if they'll do that, they may lose their money. So Rashi and Tosfos learn that the heter here is not only for a Eishes Yisrael, who would have been Osir if she would have done a Baratzin, but it's even for an Eishes Koyin, who would have been Osir had it been done Boinus. However, concludes the Mishnah, Yidein Nefoshois, if Rashi says, Shehoison Nidoinus Lamus, that she was supposed to die, and actually this is not so clear what Rashi says from what the Gemara is going to say, because the Gemara is going to say two different pshatim, whether she's the wife of a ganav or the wife of a ritzeach, who it seems that the husbands were supposed to die, and in the case where the husbands were supposed to die, she becomes hefker and they do whatever they want with the wife itself. So it's a shtickel tzorchi, and that Rashi seems to be going that the psak of nefashas was going directly on the woman. From the Gemara, it would seem the law of the court was, the goyish court was, that the husband should die. But anyway, the din is, al yedei nefashas asur labala, she becomes prohibited to her husband. And here again, we'll go with shitas tosfos, and that seems to be what Rashi holds as well, because Rashi says, since they're noyeg hefker, we're worried that she's afraid she's going to get killed, and therefore she willingly had relations with one of them, and that's what Tosfos says, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, hainu afilu labali yisroel, dechashin and shem nisratzes, kadei limtzachen shalei argena. She's afraid she's going to die, so she wants to find favor in the eyes of her captors that they do not kill her, and therefore she will willingly have relations with the captors. So therefore she would even be usher to her husband Yisrael. So Rashi and Tosfos are learning that the ratio of the Mishnah, the heter, is not only to a husband the Yisrael, but even to a husband a Koyin, and the safe of the Mishnah, the Isser, is not only to a husband a Koyin, but even to a husband Yisrael. We're worried she did it Beratzen. On that, the Gemara brought down Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, Lo Yishanu El Shiyad Yisrael Tkifa Aloy V'Kichavim, Aval Yad Oiv V'Kichavim Tkifa Alatzman, Afila Yidei Momen Asur Labayla. The Reish of the Mishnah that says that Yidei Momen, she's Mutter to her husband, is only when the Goyim are under the power and the jurisdiction of the Jews. However, if the Goyim are strong on themselves, which really means that they have control and power over us, so then even if she is imprisoned because of a money matter, she would be ushered to her husband. And here the Rishonim explain, to her husband, the Koyin. We're not worried that she will berutz and have relations, but we are worried, since they have the power, they're not afraid of the authorities, so they're not afraid they're going to lose their money, and therefore they will force her to have relations, and therefore, at least to her husband, the Koyin, she would be usher. So this is how Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak qualifies the ratio of our Mishnah. Masiv Rav, so Rav had asked a question from a Mishnah in Idias. Hey, Rav Yosef Koyin, Rav Zechariah ben Akatzev, Al Bas Yisrael, Shehura no ba'ashkelon, that she was given over, Rashi says, Nismashkina, she was given over as collateral. There was a loan, and she was given as collateral that if the loan is not repaid, that the Goyim could do whatever they want with her. And Ashkelon, as Rashi points out, is in the land of the Plishtim. And afterwards, the loan apparently was not paid, and v'richaku b'nei mishpachta, and her family, who were kohanim, they distanced themselves from her. Ve'ideha me'idamai, so they were afraid that she was forced to have relations, and therefore she would be usher to her husband, the kohen. However, she had edim that testified that although she had been made a collateral for a loan, she had not gone into hiding, yichud, and she did not become tameh. And the chacham said, a pesha aser pesha hitter. Im atem aminim shehura na aminu shalai nistra shalai nitmo. V'im yatem aminim shalai nistra shalai nitmo, al taminu shehura na. So they said, Mamanashach, the only way we know that she was taken as a collateral is because of the Edom are telling us. But the Edom are telling us at the same time that she did not, they were with her the whole time, and she did not go into seclusion with a goy, and she did not have relations with him. And if you don't believe that, if you don't believe that she didn't have relations, then don't believe that she was collateral either. So therefore, you have to accept the testimony of the Edom that she did not have relations, and therefore she would be mutter to her husband, the Kayin. So the Gemara deduced from that, Ashkelon, the Yadav Chacham Tkif Al Atzman. Ashkelon is the land of the Plishtim. And the bottom Rashi says, V'oid Kvar Golu Yisrael. Most of the Jews had already left that area, had gone into Gauls from Ashkelon. So certainly the power in Ashkelon belonged to the Goyim. And Uktani, as we turn to the Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, Hura na in. When do you need Edim that she was loy nistera to permit it to her husband the Kayin only by Hura na? Because over there it was made up, as Rashi says, midas. There was a commitment made that if the loan is not repaid, then this woman is given over to the goyim to do what they want. And since that was the deal to begin with, we assume the worst. We assume that they were ma'aniser, and therefore she would be usher to her husband the kohen, unless there were edim to say shalai nistra. But we can deduce that nechbisha, that in our Mishnah's case of being imprisoned, loy, even though it's yad akum tekifa in Ashkelon, but if it's not a case of hurna where the deal was made like that to begin with, if it's just nechbisha, just imprisoned, even though it's imprisoned for money matters, and it's yad akum tekifa, nechbisha would be different than hurna. By nechbisha we would say you don't need edim to permit. So l'chayr, it's a question on what Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said in the name of Rav, that even Nechbisha of our Mishnah would be usher on her husband the Kohen by Nechbisha as well, and you would need Edim. From there it would seem only Hurana, not Nechbisha. The Gemara answered that Hu Adina Filo Nechbisha, Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. There is really no difference between Hurana and Nechbisha. The story over there was a case of Hurana. But Hu Adin, if it wasn't made up originally, it's only that there's a negative factor because it's the only negative factor is yad akum tekifa, but according to Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rav, that's enough that you do require edim. So in the end of yesterday's shiur, we came out that whether it's hurna or whether it's nechbisha, tzrichim edim, you need edim that she was not nistra and she did not become tummy. Now we can begin today's shir. Ikid the Amri. Again, we are starting on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, two lines from the top of the Yamid, the last word. Ikid the Amri, Amr Rava. Some said that Rava wanted to bring a raya from that Mishnah in Idias. Af anan namitnino, we also learned in the Mishnah in Idias, like Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said in the name of Rav. Because, and now we're going to repeat the exact story that we learned in yesterday's shir and we reviewed at the beginning of today's shir. Hey, Rabbi Yosef Kohen, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav, Al Basi Shro Shahurna Ba'ashkelon, V'richaku B'nei Mishpachto, V'edeo Me'idum Olei Shloi Nistra V'Shloi Nitmara, V'omru Chachamim, Im Atem Aminim Shahurna Haminu Shloi Nistra V'Shloi Nitmara, V'im Ein Atem Aminim Shloi Nistra V'Shloi Nitmara, Al Taminu Shahurna, V'Ashkelon Da'idei Momen Have. Now Ashkelon's a case where she was imprisoned or taken as a collateral because of money matters. The time the Edom Edom, so the only reason she's permitted to her husband the Kohen is because Edom testified that she was Loi Nistra of Loi Nitma. Ha ain Edom Edom, I saw Loy, but if there were no Edim, then she would not be permitted. She would be usher. So my love, Loishna Hurinov, Loishna Nechmisha. So now, according to this Ikka d'Amri, Rav is saying that the Gemara thinks that there is no difference between Hurina and Nechbisha. Even though Hurina is with a das, there was a deal made that she is hefker to them. And their laws say that if the loan is not repaid, you could do whatever you want with that woman, based on the deal. But Huadin, it would be if there was no deal made. It was just, she was just imprisoned because of money that was owed. So L'chayra, according to this, it would be a raya to the statement of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, that in that case, only with Edom Hashimut or without Edom, she'll taka even by Inyani Mammon, she'll be usher on her husband the Kayan. So the Gemara says, according to the Ikka d'Amri, Loi Hurin Ashayni, you can't bring a raya from that mission in Idias because Hurin is taka different than Nechbisha Hurina, where there was Das, there was a deal made to begin with, that she becomes Hefker by law of the land, and if it's Yad Akim Tekifa, that law is going to be implemented. It's only Hurina where you need Edom. But Einich Nami Nechbisha, where there was no deal made, then even according to the Goyish Din, they're not supposed to treat her Hefker, and therefore they're afraid of losing her money. So perhaps there, even if it's Yad Akim Tekifa, that's not enough to prohibit her on her husband by Inyane Mum and even her husband the Kohen. We won't say that Inyane has happened. You don't have a raya from the Mishnah in Idias to the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav. Ikka de Rami le Mirma. Some, as Rashi explains, do not learn the words of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav as defining our Mishnah and going on our Mishnah, but others understood that his words were to answer a stira between the two Mishnayos. Because Tanan, Ayudei Mamun Materis Labalo, we learned in our Mishnah in Ksubis, Daf Chavav Amid Beis, that if it's because of money matters that she's in prison, she's mutter to her husband, even a kayin, Reminu, I'll ask you a stira from a Mishnah in Idias. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, etc., V'chulu. And now the Gemara makes the same deduction. Vo Ashkelon dal yidei mamon. Ashkelon is a money matter. Uktani, time of day to meet him, I said. The only reason she's mutter to her husband, the Kohen, is because Edom testified that she was loy nistra of loy nitma. Hoa ain Edom Edom, I saw, but if Edom would not testify, loy. She would not be mutter to her husband, she would be usher. So in our Mishnah, you're saying for money matters, she remains mutter to her husband, and there we can deduce from the Mishnah Idias that if it's money matters, and yet she remains usher to her husband, if there's no Edom, umishani, and on that stira, there is where Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Loi Kasha. There's no stira. Kan Shiad Yisrael Tkifa Aloiv Tkichavim. In our Mishnah, the Jews are dominant over the Goyim. They have to listen to our laws, and therefore, if it's Ayidei Mamon, Edim would not be needed, and she is mutter to her husband. Kan, the Mishnah in Idias. That's speaking in Ashkelon, when most Jews have been in Golis, and Ashkelon is in the Plishti land, so the power of the Goyim is dominant, their laws are listened to, and therefore, by their law, if a deal was made that the woman is treated as Hefker, and the loan is not paid, that's exactly what happens. So therefore, in the Mishnah in Idias, the only way that Al Yedei Mamon was Mutter is if Edom were made that she loy nistra v'loy nitma. In our Mishnah, where the strength belongs to the Yisraelim over the Goyim, there the Goyim are afraid to do anything which may endanger them to lose their loan, and therefore, even to her husband, a Kohen, she is mutter in our Mishnah, even without Edim. So it comes out that his words, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, were not independent words defining our Mishnah, but rather they were used to answer the stira between the two Mishnayos, our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Idias. Continues the Gemara to explain the final phrase of the Mishnah, which stated, Al Yedei Nefashis Asura, because of Inyani Nefashis. She's Asur, and we're going with Rashi and Taisvis, although there are other Rishonim that say she's only Asur to her husband, the Kayin. But Rashi and Taisvis learned that we're worried that she'll be Nisratza to find Chain to save her life, and therefore she is prohibited even to her husband who is a Yisrael, and Kavachimer to a husband who is a Kayin. Amar Rav, which kind of women does this refer to? Kigoy Nashi Neshe Ganvi. These are the wives of Ganovim, and the law was that the husbands are, the goyim would hang them, lamisa, and Rashi says, the derech ha-malchus lahafker beisam in the shame. Their, the way of the malchus was that their house, anything that they owned, and their wives became hefker, and they could be treated as hefker, and anyone could have relations with them. So such women who are married to ganovim, who the government has said should be killed, they become usher to their husbands, according to Rashi and Tosfos, even if the husbands are Yisrael. V'levi oimer, no. Kegoin ishtoi shel ben dunoi. Like the wife of Ben Unoi, Rashi says this was a famous rotzeach, and his name was Elozer. But according to Levi, wives of Ganovim, they would not be hefker, and therefore they would not become usher to their husbands. Amar Chizkia, v'hu shenigmar dinon lariga. Now we're going to have a machloikas Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan in the previous machloikas. In other words, whatever you hold in the previous machloikas, whether these women were wives of Ganovim, or whether these women were wives of Ratzchim. So Chizkiah's opinion is that when do we say that they become usher on their husbands, that's only v'husha nigmar din on lariga. That's only if there was a gmar din on the husbands that they should be killed. That's when the goyim start treating the wives as hefker, and they become usher on their husbands. Rabbi Yochanan and Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, afal pi shaloi nigmar din on lariga, that once there is a case against them, even though the final verdict has not come out from the secular court that they should be killed, but already people start treating their wives as hefker, and they would become usher, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and even if loin nigmar din lariga, the wives would become usher to their husbands. When we learned the Mishnah on Dav Chav Vav Amud Beis, we had a question on Rashi, that Rashi says, al yidei nefashos, shehoisa nidoines lamas, that she herself, the court had sentenced to death. And we had a question that in our Gemara it seems that she was a wife of either a murderer or a robber who was sentenced to death. Now, if you look in the Bach here, we see that his girsa in the Gemara is kigoin hani neshe de ganvi. He puts in the word hani, and the shita mekabetzes takes out the word kigon. And his girsa is, according to Rashi, omerav hani neshe de ganvi. So the Shita explains that this is what made Rashi learn his pshat. Because Rashi understood that when Rav is speaking about Neshei Ganvi, it's like a new subject matter. In the Mishnah, the pshat is like Rashi, that she herself was sentenced to death. And now Rav, according to the Shita's Girsa in Rashi, it's not Kigoin. This is not what the Mishnah is talking about. But rather, Hani Nashi de Ganvi. It's like the Bach, except without the word kigon. So Rav was starting a new thing. Not only if the woman herself is sentenced to death, but if she's the wife of a ganav, or Levi says it has to be the wife of a murderer, then she's treated as hefker, then she would be usher. But this is why Rashi learned his pshat, and it is really not a stira to what we had here in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah. Ir shekavshu karkum. A city that was captured by an army. Rashi says the word karkum is matzar, a siege. It made a siege around the city, and then it overran the city and conquered it. The halacha is, kol kahanim shenimtzu b'soicha psulos, all the wives of kahanim that are found within the city, they are considered pasul, because we assume that they were nansa, they were raped by the marauding soldiers. However, says the Mishnah of Im Yeshlem Eidin, if these Kohanis have witnesses, and really it's not even two witnesses, even one witness, as we've learned by Shvuyah, the halach is that they were makel even by one witness. Afilu Eved, afilu Shivcha, Reilu Namanim, and even if that one witness is an Eved or a Shivcha, they are believed. However, Ve'ein Neman Adam Al Yedei Atzmai, there's a chumrah that normally, as the Meforshim speak out, when Eid Echon is Nemen Bisurin, not only is a woman or apostle kosher to be made by Eid Echon, but even a baldover, the person who is in the game himself, can testify that it is kosher or permitted. However, in this case, where it's Nagei a marauding army, on the one hand, there's a chumrah because we assume that they were ma'anis, the women of the city, and therefore, Chazal were machmer that the woman or even the husband to say that his wife remains permitted to him, that's considered negius that he has, that he's the baldover. This case affects him directly. It affects her. It affects him. And therefore, the husband and wife are both not allowed to testify on themselves. However, on the other hand, they were makul by shvuya that an eid echad is believed and even an eved and even a shivcha. Ask the Gemara of Rimin, I'll ask you a question from another Mishnah, Stira, Balesha Shabaliir, a troop came into the city, and Rashi explains the words Balesha is Chayul Hashem, Shemachapsim Kolmat Munim. They go through the houses and they search for all hidden treasures. The Rebbe Kivager in the Gil Yonah Shasir on the side brings a pasuk by Lavan, when Lavan was searching for his Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says, Vayechapes, and the Targum translates it, Uvalash. That's our word here, of Baleshes. That's the source of that. We see it in the Targum, searching. A army that goes through a city searching for hidden items that people have hidden away. So the halacha is, if they come to a city, b'shah shalom, if it's a time of peace, so chaviyos pesuchos asuris, the open barrels of wine are asur because we're worried that they were menasech to avoid a zora. Setumos, however, if the barrels are sealed up, mutarois, then they are mutar. We're not choishish that perhaps the army opened up the barrels and did yayin esach and then resealed it. If we find that it's not sealed at all, if we find that it is sealed, then we say that it wasn't tampered with by the army and therefore it remains mutar. However, the Mishnah continues, B'shas Muhammad, at the time of war, Elu ve'elu mutaris, whether it's sealed or whether it's open, they're both. We say that the army doesn't have time to do Yayin Nesach. So what the Gemara is asking is a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah there. There it says at a time of Muhammad, there's no time for Yayin Nesach, whether it's sealed or whether it's open. And here in our Mishnah it says at a time of war, Irk Shekav Shua Karkum, we say that apparently they do have time for Bia, and the Gemara at this point is equating Bia to Yayin Nesach. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Mori, Livol, Yesh Pnai, L'Nesach, Ein Pnai. No, don't equate Bila with Nesach. For Nesach, there's taka no time at a time of war, but for Bila, as Rashi says, the taka of Lu Yitzrayu, they have a Yetzahar for women, and therefore, that they will find time for even in a time of war, and that's why our Mishnah says that the Kohanis were defiled and they become usher to their husbands. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar Mishmeret Chizkiyahu Amar, he makes a different distinction. As Rashi says, Pa'amim, that even Bila is Mutaris. It's not a chilik between Bila and Yayin Nesach, but rather we're going to equate Bila with Yayin Nesach. If they have time for Yayin Nesach, they have time for Bila. If they don't have time for Bila, they don't have time for Yayin Nesach either. So when is it mutter and when is it not mutter? Says the Gemara, Kamba Karkam Shaloisa Malchus. If it is a land that is nearby the kingdom, the marauding army, that has one halacha. We're soon going to see two pshatim, one of Rashi and one of Tosis. Kan bekarkum shamachas acheres. One Mishnah is speaking about where it is right next to the marauding army. They're taking over. They're annexing that land. They're making it part of the land that they're coming from. And the other Mishnah is speaking about where it is an army that is attacking another land far away, where they're not planning to take it over. So which Mishnah is Isa Malchus and which one is Malchus Acheres? We have a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns that when it's Isa Malchus, then it is Mutter, because the king wants this annexed land to become part of his empire. He wants to take taxes from this country. So he wants it to be a viable, stable a place so that he can get his taxes. He's not going to permit his soldiers to rape the women there or to defile or to use the wine. He wants to get along with the inhabitants. His main purpose is to get tax, and therefore he's going to prohibit his soldiers from doing anything wrong in that country. But the our Mishnah, that's the other Mishnah, that's why it's mutter for Yayin, Bishas Mucham, it's mutter for Bila. However, our Mishnah, which says Bila would be Usser, who would then Yayin would be Usser. Why? Because it's speaking about a far-off land. A far-off land, the king here doesn't care. You soldiers, do whatever you want. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tysus, in the top Tysus, the Ramasul Khan, he brings down from Rabbeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Tam, just the opposite. That if it's Karkam Shalaisa Malchus, where they are not worried about being attacked, it's part of their country, and they have reinforcements, and they feel very confident. Taisa says, Shiyoshim Betach, Lefishein Achrein Machane, there's no one who's chasing them. So then they have time for Bila, and they have time for the wine as well. However, where it says in our Mishnah that, where it says in the other Mishnah that it is Mutter, there it's speaking about Malchus Acheres. And Malchus Acheres, they are on guard. They are nervous because they have attacked a far off place and the army that they vanquished can regroup because they're in their home country, the other army. So the invading army is nervous. And they will not have time. They're going to be always on guard that perhaps they're going to be attacked by the country in which they're in right now. So according to Tysus, Oysa Malchus is chomer that it's usher. That's what Amish is speaking about. And Malchus Acheres, there's a kula, according to Tysus. And this will affect the next piece of Gemara as well. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Shaloisam Alchus Nami, Efshadloi Orak Chad Minayu. Even in that country itself, it's not possible that one of the soldiers did not elude the authorities. Now, argues in the Gemara's Orak, the Bach brings down that we see from Rashi later, Divri Amaskal Veloi Kashle Midi, says Rashi Lechayish Lemiyakar Inish. So Rashi had the Shorish here, not Ayin Resh Kuf, but Ayin Kuf Resh. But it means also that it's not possible that one wasn't Oiker himself. He didn't remove himself and enter the city surreptitiously and have an affair with the Koihanois. Tysus has a girsa here, or Ka, that the woman didn't run away. And Rashi goes Lashitasai, and Tysus goes Lashitasai. Let's go through the sugya first according to Rashi. Rashi learned that Oysa Malchus is better. That's the Mishnah, that's Matir, because the king doesn't want to start up. He wants that the land to become part of his empire. So the Gemara asks, but it should still be Usser, because we have to assume that one soldier will avoid the authorities, and he will be able to Usser, and therefore all the women should be Shiloh, that perhaps this soldier lived with them. However, according to Tosfos, Shaloisa Malchus is Usser, because Oysa Malchus, they're sitting Betach. The Gemara is asking, why is it Usser? Yefshur Deloy Orko Chadmanayu. It's not possible that every Jewish woman was captured. There's certainly one that escaped. If one escaped, just like we're going to have a Gemara in a few lines down, that if there's one hiding place in the city, so that's enough to be makel that all the women are mutter, because we'll say that on each woman we could say that she was in that hiding place. So to hear, if at least one woman was able to escape, and that we assume certainly at least one woman escaped, so why do you say, according to Tosfos Pshat, that Oysa Malchus, where they're sitting, Betach over there, they will have time to rape the Kohanim, but one of them escaped. If so, each woman, we should say that she escaped. Amar Rav Yudah Mishmuel, he answered, and again, Rashi and Tosfos, each one will learn according to their pshat. Kishe Mishmar Rois Royes Zuazu, as Rashi explains, when the guards, their station where they are, they can see one guard post can see the other one. And therefore, no one can get through to attack the women because they'll be caught by the guards. It's not possible that one of them doesn't doze off a little bit. Ememela, the soldier who wants to attack the women can sneak in when one of the guards is sleeping. Now, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, it'll be that one of the women will be able to escape because the guards will doze off. Amrav Levi, kigoyin demahadu lo lamasa shu shilta, that they made precautions that even if the guard would fall asleep, but they put around the city chains, vikalba and dogs, vigavza and sticks and stakes, vavza and geese that squawk, and mimela, with all these protections, anyone moving around will trip one of these alarms, and therefore they will be caught by the soldiers. Rashi according to his pshat, Tosfos according to his pshat. Amr Rabbi Abba Barzav, the plea about Rabbi Yudin Nasi, Rabban, there was a machloik between Rabbi Yudin Nasi and the Rabban. Chad Amr Kambakakam Shalais Malchus, Kambakakam Shalmachus Achers. One of them gave a teretz to the two Mishnais, the Stira, that one Mishnah is speaking about Oysa Malchus and one is speaking about Malchus Achers. Again, Rashi Lashitasi and Tosfos Lashitasi. Vilaikash Vilaimidi. He didn't have any problem with someone will be eluding the authorities. He had no problem. B'chad kashalei kolhani, and one of these shitas, either Rabbi Yudin Nisa or Rabbanan, it's not clear, the Gemara is not telling us exactly which one of them had all these kashas, that maybe the soldier will be able to avoid the authorities, or according to Tosfos, maybe the woman will be able to avoid the authorities. U'mishani, going to Mahadu, l'olamasa, sheshulta, v'kalba, v'gabza, v'avza, and they gave the teretz that we gave before, that the city was surrounded with all kinds of alarms, chains and dogs and sticks and stakes and geese that will squawk, and Mimela, that's how he was Miyashev that question. This is what we mentioned before. If there's one hiding place, that is enough to save all the kahanas for that city, that we could say on each kahanas that she was in that hiding place. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a question on this. What happens in Machzekes El Achas Mahu if that hiding place could only hide one woman? If they could hide all the women in the city, then for states, we can toilet that all the women were there. But let's say the hiding place can only hide one person, one woman. Me, Amrina, do we say, kol chad v'chad ha'inaha, then on each woman that were done, is she mutter to her husband? We'll say, yes, she was that one that hid in the hiding place. Even though the next one that comes along, we're going to give the same psak, they couldn't both be in that hiding place, it only had room for one person. But as each one comes in front of us, we'll give the psak that you were that one. No, we don't say that. Where obviously not everybody could fit into the hiding place. We can't use the heter. It can't save all the kahanas in the city. That was the question of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Trading Gemara, Maishna Mishnei Shvilin. How is your question different from the famous case that we have in Shas of Shnei Shvilin, the two roads? Echotame v'echotar. We knew that under one of the roads there was a mace buried, and that road was a road that went over Tuma, and on the other road had no kever, no mace under it, and it was Torah. V'holach v'echot mehem. And Reuven went on one road, v'osa taharis, and he had in his hand taharis. Ubo chaveri, and Shimon, his friend, v'holach b'sheni, he went on the other road. Vasataris, and he also dealt with Taris. Now one of these Taris became Tomei, and they both come to the Rav and ask a Shaila, should I treat these Taris as Tomei or not? Rav Yehuda Oimer, Im Nishol Zemefnei Atzma, who's Zemefnei Atzma Taris. If each one, if Reuven asked his Shaila to his Rav by himself, and Shimon asked his Shaila by himself, then the Rav can paskin on each one that it's Tor. What happens if they both came to the Rav at the same time? And they both can't be tor because Mamanushek one is Tomei. Shneim ka'achas, the halach is Tomei, is that they're both Tomei. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, Benkach u'benkach Tomeim, they're both, in both cases, whether they came separately or whether they came together, they're, in both cases, they're Tomei. V'amar Rava v'item Rabbi Yochanan, and Rava, or some say it was Rabbi Yochanan, explained this machlois between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in the following way. Bivas achas, if they mamish came at the same time, divrei kol tamei, then Rabbi Yehuda would also be mamish to Rabbi Yossi their tummy. Bazeh achas zeh, if they came one after the other, divrei kol tahirim, then Rabbi Yossi is mamish to Rabbi Yehuda that they're both Torah. Where is the machloik? Is loynechu ela beba lishol olavi al chavei roi. He, Reuven comes by himself, but while he's there, he's also asking the Shaila about Shimon. So Mar Medam Lelabas Achas. Rabbi Yossi says that since you're asking the Shaila for both yourself and the other one, that's the same as if two people would have come at the same time, and it's Tomei both. Umar Rabbi Yehuda is Medam Lelabas Achas. He says that since both people are not there, that's not a case of Bas Achas, that's Achas, and they would both, the Rav could pass on both, that it is Tor. Says the Gemara, based on this machlokes of Shnei Shvilin, the way Rashi learns, since the last Rashi on the Amid, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Halachic Rabbi Yossi, since whenever there's machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, we say that Halach is like Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, Vachanami continues the Gemara, Kivin de Shorulahu Lekulu, Kivas Achas Dami. Since over here you're using this heter for the whole, all the Kahanas in the city, that was the Shaila of Rabbi Yirmi. If you only have one hiding place that can fit one person, and you're going to try to use that heter, that hiding place for the whole city, so that is as if you're asking a Shaila for yourself and for the other Kahanas as well. And at least according to Rabbi Yossi, whom we paskin like, says Rashi, that has halacha b'vasachas. So memela, they both should be tameh. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Let's see the bottom Tosfos inside. Ein lefarish shebol lishol b'vasachas. When the Gemara said bol lishol ol v'chaver, it doesn't mean that he's asking for himself and his friend at the same time. When a person asks for himself and his friend, he can ask in two different ways. He can ask first for himself. The Rav can give him a psak. And then he can ask for his friend who's not in the Besdin. And the Rav will give him the psak for his friend. Or he can say, I and my friend were going on two shvilim, and we both had taharis, and what's the halacha? So Tai says that's not the pshat in Bolish Lalov Chaveri. The Hasam Maidi Kuliyama the Tmeis. Mikolshkin the Bolish Shem Vasakas. Taisa says that's even worse than two coming at the same time. If in my own question, I'm asking at the exact same moment about my friend, that's even a bigger contradiction than two people who are at least separated by two different gufim asking the question. Here it's one person asking the question about two people. So that for sure everybody would hold would be Tamei, even Rabbi Yehuda. Elamairi, the source of the machlokas is sheshol al atzmai v'tiarua. The Rav was mater Ruvain va'acher kach, and he said, by the way, I have a question about Shimon on the other road. Bolish la chaveri demar medam levasachas kivin sheshol shnei b'mayim b'echad. So Rabbi Yossi says, well, since he was in the Besdin and he asked that in the same sitting of the Besdin, while he was standing in front of the Besdin, he asked a question about both. So they're both, that's Bevasachas Tami. Umar Rabbi Yehuda, Madam Lezachazed, the Kivin Shitiru, who Kaidim, since they were first Matur him. Then he said, by the way, I have a question about my friend as well. So that's like two separate cases, and that's not Bevasachas. Vachanami, now comes the Gemara's Kasha according to Tosfos. Kivin, the Sharla Kuluk Bevasachas Tami. Since you're going to permit all the Kahanas in the city, it's like Vasachas. Afo Pishem Bolf and then Allahachas, even though only one is coming. But Mikol Makamadover Yudu Lachol, Shahar Bekanis Hayu. There were a lot of Kanis in the city. So Vahavi Kiilu Bolishalakum Vasachas, Vahacha Maida Kuli Alma. So Taisa says that this is a question, even though you're only asking on yourself, or your husband's asking about you, but since we knew that there's a lot of kindness, so it comes out your shiloh is the city shiloh for everybody. So that's like the case where a person asks on himself, but he mentions his friend at the same time. Before the psak is given on himself, he's already asking about his friend. If we know that all the kindness are in the city affected by the same shiloh, that's mamish basagas, and that even Rabbi Yehuda would be moited to Rabbi Yaisi. There's no machloikis. Ubechinam dachak bekuntus lefarsh Rabbi Yaisi. So Taisa says that what Rashi at the bottom line on the Amid says that this whole Shiloh of the Gemara was according to Rabbi Yossi, who we passing like, Rashi didn't have to say that. The way Taisa is Masber, here it's considered as if you're asking the question for the whole city at one time, and there even Rabbi Yehuda would be mighty to Rabbi Yossi, that's Vivasachas. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, "Hachi Hashta, how can you compare my Shaila of Rabbi Yirmiyah to the case of Shnei Shvilim? Hasam Vadi Iketuma. Over there, we said the case was that in one of the roads, we know there is Tuma. We don't know which road the Kever is under, but we know it's under one of them. But Hacha Miyemer De Itmi. Here, maybe nobody became Tuma. We don't know for sure. We're assuming perhaps, but we don't, it's not a given 100% that Adam saw that somebody was Tomei. Maybe nobody was Tomei. Memela, perhaps here, we would be Mater, even though there's only room for one person to hide on each person who comes with us for a Shiloh. And even if it's Bevasachas, we could say, you're all Mutter. The Gemara remains with a question. It's a Boya Deloy Ifshito. OK? Continues the Gemara. Boy Ravashi. Ravashi had a question. Amra loy nichbesi, v'loy nitmesi. If she said that I did not hide, but I also did not become tamei, there's a machloikas Rishonim on what case Ravashi is asking the question. Is he going on the case we had before? Im yesha machbua achas matzelas al kahanes kulon, that if there's one hiding place where all of the women could have fit into, that it saves them? Or is he going on what Rav Yirmiyah's question was, ein machzekas el achas, that the hiding place is only big enough to hold one woman? We will go with the Shitas Rishonim that it is enough to hold the women of the city, not only one person. So she says that I was not amongst the group that went in hiding, but yet loy nitmesi, I did not become tamei. And what's the Rav Ashi's question? Me, I'm reading, do we say, as we turn to the Chav Zayin on the base, Mali L'Shaker, Rashi says, Iboya Amra Nichbesi, she has a migui. Why do we have to say that she's saying a lie? If she was a liar, she could have had a much better time. She could have said that I was hiding in that place. And we learned before that the hiding place is matzel, all of the women, that they're mutter to kohanim. So therefore, she has a migui. Or perhaps here we do not say migui. Why? Because since this is a question of a woman being captive in a city that was overrun by the army, so here there's an anansadi. We are witness to the fact, although it is not mamish edim, but we assume that the marauding army defiled all the women of the city. And therefore, it will be like a case, like we're soon going to have, of migui b'makom edim. Migui b'makom edim lo yamrinan. If Adam are saying the opposite of what you're saying loinit mesi, and we have an anan sadi that you did become tummy, we will not accept the migui. That is the question that Rav Ashi poses. Ask the Gemara, umayishna bahu maisa, how is it different than the following story? That who governor was this man? The ogre lecham lechaver, he rented a donkey out to his friend. Omer le, he made a condition with him. Leitezel borch de nahar pekol, do not go by way of nahar pekol to your destination, de kamaya, because there is water in nahar pekol, and the donkey can drown. Zil borch de nerish, instead you should go on the way of nerish to lekamaya, there's no water over there. And he didn't listen to the person who rented it to him, and he went on the derech of Nahar Pekot. And the donkey died a natural death. Also, Kamid Ravi came to Rav Amalei in Burch de Nahar Pekot Azli. I did go in the way of Nahar Pekot. There was no water in that way. Amar Rava, we have the Girsa, Mali L'Shaker, Iboy, Omrele, Burch, the Nerish Azli. He has a Migui. If he wanted a lie, he could have said, I went in the Derech of Nerish, and the donkey there died a natural death. It was an Oinus, and a Sochir is not Chayiv in Oinsen. And therefore, he would have won the case. Yet, what is he telling us? He went the wrong way, but there was no water there. So let him be believed with a migui. That's what Rava says. Amalei Abai, and Abai said back to Rava, Mali l'shaker b'makom edim lo yamrinin. We do not say a migui in the place of edim. And this, the halach is like Abaya. The Ritva explains that everyone is moide, that if there's mamish edim that saw something, and that's against the person who has a migui. Avada, we believe the Edom, and we don't believe the person who has a migui. That both Rav and Abaya agree to. Where is the machlokes between Rav and Abaya? That's where it's not Edom, where it's an Anan Sahadi, which is the case of Nahar Pekot. Rav, Rubba de Rubba of the times, Nahar Pekot has water. And therefore, it's a migui in the place of an anan sadi. So Ravashit is, we still say migui. We believe him that he went through Nahar Pekot, but the time he went, there was no water. However, Abaya says, no, that migui in the place of an anan sadi is like migui b'makom edim. Therefore, we don't believe him that there was no water there. We say there was water. And since, the Meforshim explained, since he was Mishana, he changed the deal. The deal was that he shouldn't go that way, and he went that way. Yad al tachtaina. He has to prove that there was no water there, because if there's water there, we're going to assume that the donkey died from the water. The donkey drowned. If he's telling us the donkey died a natural death, Yare al Tachtani, he's going to have to prove it. Otherwise, he's going to have to pay to the one who rented it to him. So now, the only question is, if it's a machlokes, is Rav and Abaya, we know that the halacha is like Rav, except for six cases, Yal Kigam, when the halacha is like Abaya, and this is not one of the six cases. How can we say that the Gemara's Kashya is predicated on the fact that the halacha is Abaya? So on this, we have to answer the Mesoras HaShas, and Ois Gimel brings down, based on a Toysus and Becharis Taflam and Vav, that it's not Omar Rava, but it's Omar Rabba, and therefore it's taka possible in this machlokes is Rabba and Abaya, that the halacha is like Abaya, that we don't say not only migui b'makam edim, don't we say, we don't even say migui b'makam anan sahadi. So the Gemara is asking that here in the case of the marauding city, it's also not that there were edim that saw that she became defiled, but rather it's an anan sahadi, that's what a marauding army does, and that's why we take on that she in fact was raped, and therefore she should be usher to her husband the Kohen. So l'chayre, if we pass like Abaya, that migui b'makam edim, meaning migui b'makam anan sadi, we don't believe the one who has the migui, we shouldn't believe it here either. That's the Gemara's question. Why is it different than the case of hahu gavre d'agar lechamer lechavre? The Gemara says, hachi hashta, how can you compare the two cases? Hasam over there, in the case of Nahar Pekod, vadei yike edim dikamaya. As we said, ruba de ruba of the time, there is water. So it's like an anan sadi that for sure it had water. Hacha vada itmi, Rashi says, bitmiya. Are you telling me that this woman was definitely defiled? She became tamei? She was raped by one of the soldiers? Chashashahu. This is a case of a chashash. Ubamakam chashash amrinin. In the place of a chashash, we will say migui. Even a baya will be moida that will say migui. So it comes out from the Gemara that we have three levels. If there's mamish edim against what the person is saying, even though he has a migui, everybody's moida, that migui makam edim lamrinit. If there's an anan sahadi against what the person is saying who has a migui, that's a machlokes between Rabbo, who says we believe the migui, against the Abaya, who we paskin like, that migui b'makam anan sahadi, we don't say. However, here, it's only a chashash b'alm, it's a chumra b'alma, that perhaps she became defiled by the marauding army, and in the place of a chashash, even a baya will be moited that we do say a migui. There's a machlokes rishonim here whether, in fact, the Gemara comes to that conclusion that a baya will be moited in our case that we do say migui, or the Gemara is just saying that you wanted to compare it to the machlokes abaya and rabba, and we'll pass like a baya. There's no proof because this is not an ansada here. It's just a chashash b'alma, a chumra b'alma. Memela, we have no proof, but in fact, the Gemara remains with a baya de lo yifshita. We have a question that doesn't have an answer. We don't know whether migui in a place where it's only a chashash, we would trust the migui, we would believe the person who's saying the migui or not. Continues the Gemara, im yesh eidim, the Mishnah said, if there are eidim, afilu eved v'afilu shifcha demanim, even if it's an eved or shifcha, they are believed. So the Gemara says that I can make a deduction from the Mishnah, as the Shita Mikabetzes explains, v'afilu shifcha didah mehem, that even her shifcha will be believed. What's the deduction from the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says, when is someone not believed? Only ein nemon odom al yidei atzmai. He or his wife, where it's negeya to themselves, whether they're permitted to stay married to each other, the woman is not believed, and the kohen is not believed either, to say that his wife did not become tummy. So L'chayra the Shita says that's a Dover Parshat, because the ratio of the Mishnah said that it's only mutter if there's Edim. Edim means that someone besides the people themselves, they're the Bali Dover. So why does the Mishnah have to conclude that they're not Nemen al Yidei Atzmai? It's Parshat. The Teretzes must be that the Mishnah is trying to tell us a chiddush that only they themselves, the Bali Dover, are not believed. But anybody else, including even her shifcha, will be believed. That's why the Gemara says, v'afilu shifcha dida mehemna. Are you trying to say from this deduction that even her shifcha will still be believed? Rimini, I'll ask you a question from another Mishnah. A Mishnah in Masechta Gittin, Dafayin Gimel. Loitis yachid imoi LLP edim. As Rashi explains, the Mishnah here is discussing the concept of get yoshin, an application of get yoshin. It's not the regular case of get yashin, it's an application. What is the regular case of get yashin? Which we are told a get yashin is possible. Beis Hillel says it's osur to use a get yashin and a get. The case is where someone wrote a get. It was sent to a woman. It took time till it reached the woman. So the halacha is that between the ksiva and the mesira of the get, there's an isur of yichud between the husband and wife, because if subsequently from that relation they have a child, shema yomru gita kaidim libna, people will forget that the mesiras haget took place later, and it was chal later. They will just see the date that's written in the get, which was earlier, and they will think that there was an earlier get, and they will figure out that she had a child 9 months ago, which was after the get was written, after the zman of the get. They'll make a chshad on the child, that the child was born out of wedlock. And therefore, Beis Hillel says that we should not use a get yashin, and that would apply even to the case that we're speaking about here. As Rashi brings down, what's the case? A shchiv mara said that he wanted to make sure that his wife does not go liyibim. So he said, I'm giving you a get now, and it should be chal, shah achas, before I die. On the day I die, then the get should be chal. So even though she received the get already, it's not like the original case of get yashin, where the get was written and it took time till she was given the get. Here she was given the get right away, but he should also, because of the isser of get yashin, he's also to be meyachid with his wife, because if he has bia, there's again a time gap between the giving of the get until the actual chalois of the get, because the get will only be chal on the day he died, whatever that takes, a year from now when he dies, whenever that might be. So since there is a gap between one portion of the get, which here in this case is the mesira of the get to her, and when the get actually goes into effect, during that time gap, he's also, because of the prohibition of get yashin, he's not allowed to be miyached, because it'll go into the same gzera that people will say she had a child after there was a get, even though she lived with her husband before the get was chal, before the day that he died. So on that mission, it says, Loitis Yachid Imoy, she's not allowed to be Yachid with him in this case of Shrivmra, LLP Adam, unless there are Adam there. If Adam say we were with them, then it is permitted for her to be with her husband. Valfilu Alpi Evid Valpi Shifcha, even if an Evid says we were with them, or a Shifcha says we were with them, then it's okay. Chutz mi Shifcha, so except from her Shifcha, then they shall leave a gasp mi Shifcha, because she is familiar with her Shifcha. And as we see later in Rashi, there's a question how to be goyrus in Rashi, but Rashi says the rachma lo legvirto edidichlo mina. She has either a love of her mistress or she has fear of her mistress. But either way, she's not going to squeal on her mistress, and therefore, because of their familiarity with each other, we're worried that she'll see her mistress having a relation with her husband, and she knows that this is prohibited, and she'll keep quiet and not say anything. So therefore, her shifcha is not accepted. So in our Mishnah, we're saying that her shifcha would be accepted to say that she did not have relations with a soldier, and there we are prohibiting her shifcha. It's a stira. Amar Rapapi b'shuya kilus. So Rapapi gives the teretz that the reason here is because there's a kula, which we had many kulas, that ate echad's nemen, a woman's nemen, etc., a psula mar neman, because by shvuya, since it's only a chshash b'yalma, they were makel. So einach nami legabi get yashin, they were machmer by her shivcha. By shvuya, they were makel. Rapapa gives a second tetra. Rapapa amar habi shivcha dido, habi shivcha didei. The difference is between the two mishnayis that her shivcha is never believed in either of the two mishnayis, and in our mishnah, the only one that is believed is his shivcha. Because even though his shifcha is out for his good, but in fact this is his good, as the Rishonim explained, because she doesn't want him to be married to a woman that he is prohibited to be married to. So she will speak out that she will speak out for his toyelis. V'shifcha didol loy mehemna. So the Gemara asks the question, are you trying to tell me, Rav Papa, that her shifcha is not believed, and only his shifcha is believed in our Mishnah? We had a diuk the opposite. Haktani ain't a maid al atzma. Only a person is, or he or his wife are not nemen on themselves. They're bali dover. But as we were medayik, that is trying to tell us that anybody else, her shifcha di dam hamna, her shifcha would be believed. So the Gemara answers, no. We're only medayik that his shivcha would be believed. Why? Because shivcha sa nami ka atzma dami. Her shivcha is considered like herself, and that's included in what the Mishnah says, that a person is not neman on himself in this instance of a shvuya. A third teretz is given by Rav Asher. Rav Asher Amar, hava hava shivcha dida. The Mishnah and Gittin and our Mishnah are both speaking about shivcha dida. And sometimes a shivcha dida is believed, that's in our Mishnah, but not in Gittin. What's the difference? Ushivcha mechse chazi v'shoska. The way that a shivcha usually operates, she sees things, but she keeps it to herself. She's passive. She's not proactive to divulge secrets. So hasam over there by a get yoshin, dishtikasa matirta, by keeping quiet, it makes her mistress mutter, because nobody will know. Once, if they would be together, and if we would accept the fact that the maid was there at the time, so just by keeping quiet and not telling Bezdin what she witnessed, that would be matter. The Chazal, the Bezdin wouldn't know that it's a problem with get yashin. So since her shtika, which is what she normally does, in that instance permits her loy mehemna. That's why we don't believe her based on her keeping quiet by just saying that she was there and not saying what happened. But hacha over here, but over here, if she keeps quiet, she saw that her mistress was in a relation with one of the soldiers, and she keeps quiet, that is going to usher her. Because a marauding army, we say the women there are becheskas, that they were nensa. So that will usher on her husband, the Kayin. And yet she goes out on a limb and she testifies that I want to tell you that my mistress was not involved with a soldier. There, mehemna, frag the gemor hashtanam me'aisim shakra. If she's so close to her mistress out of fear or out of love, mercy, she'll be mashakar also in our Mishnah as well. Why does she believe in our Mishnah? The Gemara answers, tartilei avda. She doesn't do two things, as Rashi says. One, to be quiet and not reveal the kilkel. And two, to openly express that there was no kilkel. That's like a two-step thing, and two steps to go so far. She wouldn't do it. And if she goes ahead and actually says that my mistress was not involved with a soldier, here we believe her because she wouldn't have the audacity to go so far and openly say a sheker to protect her mistress. And where do we find a precedent that Tartei lo yavde? Kehodeh Mori Bar Isik, like the story of Mori Bar Isik. V'amrlo, and some say Chana Bar Isik, was a story with Chana Bar Isik. Osele Acha Mibei Chuzo, his brother came from Bei Chuzo. As Rashi says, as a young child, he was brought by his father to Bei Chuzo. His father subsequently died. He came back to claim some of the property that his brother Mori Bar Isik had inherited. Amalei ployg li b'nechsei d'aba, I want to have a portion in the nechas of my father. So Mori Bar Isik said to him, Amalei lo yadan lach, I don't know who you are. Asul kamei Rav Chizda, so the brother of Mori came in front of Rav Chizda. Amalei, Rav Chizda said to Mori's brother, Shaper Kamerlach, Mori is telling you a good answer. He's sincere that he doesn't recognize you. It could be you're his brother, but he doesn't recognize you because he left you as a young child, and now you have a beard. And we find a similar thing by Yosef. D'chsiv, v'yaker Yosef es'echov. Yosef recognized his brothers when they appeared before him because they were older when he was sold to Mitzrayim, and they had a beard, so he recognized them. But v'heim loy hikiruhu. But they did not recognize Yosef because Yosef was 17 years old when he was sold, And this was 22 years later, so Melamed, this teaches us, Sheyatza b'loi chasim hazaken, he went out without a beard, Uba b'chasim hazaken, and now he had a beard, so they didn't recognize him. So Rav Chisda said to Mori's brother, Mori legitimately is saying he doesn't recognize you. Omar lei, so Rav Chisda said to Mori's brother, as a result, Zil Aisi Sadi da'achvat, go and bring Adam and prove that you are in fact his brother. But you can't have tainas on Mori. Mori's not necessarily lying, because it's not obvious that you are his brother. He doesn't recognize you. Amar lei, so the brother of Mori basically said, Isli Sadi, I do have Adam, but him istafinamine. They're afraid of him. They're petrified for Mori Bayasik. Why? The Gavra Almu, because he's a very strong, powerful person, and he intimidates everybody. Amar Leh Lididei, so Rav Chisda said to Mori Bayasik, Zil, as the Bach says, I see Ach At the Lavachu. So you now, Mori Bayasik, you have to prove that he's not your brother. Otherwise, he has a claim to get a chelik of the Yerusha from you. Amar lei, so this Mori Bar Isik was not only a powerful person, but he was a lamdan. He says to Rav Chisda, Din Hachi, is that the din? Well, I know that the din is Hamaitz Mechaber El Varai. He's trying to get the Yerusha for me. I'm a Vadai Muchzik in the Nechasim as a Yoresh. Everybody knows that I'm the son of my father who just passed away. So I am Muchzik on. He wants to extract from me, he has to prove that he's my brother. Amar lei, so Rav Chisda responded, Hacha di anana l'cha l'kula al michavrach. Anyone who's like you and any strong bully that is involved in a din Torah, I'm going to paskin that it is the strong, powerful person that has to bring a raya. The Kesef Mishnah speaks out that this is only when Bezdin independently knows that this person is a powerful man. Otherwise, every litigant can taina the Nitva will always say to the Nitva that he's a powerful person, and therefore I don't have to bring a raya. Let the Nitva prove that I don't have a claim. So you could do that in any case. The whole din of a Maitre Mechavel of a raya would be bottle. So it's only when Bezdin knows that in fact the other person is a tough guy, so then they can ask that person to prove that the Toveya does not have a claim. So now go prove that he's not your brother. Frey the Gemara, Hashta Nami Osir Mishakri, since Mori Bar Isik is a tough guy, so maybe he'll bring Adam, and the Adam will say that we know he's not the brother. So Gemara answers, Tarti Loyavdi, to deny the truth and to actually say a lie, that's two steps. One thing would be bad enough if they would say, we don't know, even if they would know that he is the brother of Mori Bar Isik. So they would say, we don't know, and they would cover that up. But you expect them to go further. You expect them to actually testify that he is not the brother of Mori Bar Isik. If it wasn't true, even though Mori Bar Isik is a tough person, but to do two things, to go so far away from the sheker, from the emes, just the opposite of the emes, to actually lie in Bezdin, that we're not choishish. So the same thing, just like over there, Tartu Le'avdi, in the case that we had before, we say that the Shifcha also, if the only way she can make her mistress mutter is by saying an outright lie that her mistress had no relations with a soldier, that we're not choishish her for that, and therefore she is believed. Of course, Rav Papa argues on what Rav Ashi says, the Mephoshim explain, and Rav Papa holds that that's only by Edim that we say such a thing, the Tarti Le'avdi. However, by the Shivcha, we're Choshish that she would do Tarti because of the Liboy Gas, because she has fear or Rachmanes, love for her mistress, she would even do Tarti, and that's why Rav Papa does not answer what Rav Ashi said. Le'mekitanoi, this point, whether a Shivcha is Neman or not, the woman shifcha's name, and should we say it's machlokes tanoi, because we learned zu edus, as Rashi explains, this edus of a shvuya, everybody is kosher to say that she had no relations. Who's everybody? Ish veisha tinik vetinaikis, even a young boy, young girl, avia veimer, father or mother, achev achoisa, her brother and a sister. Avaloi beno abita, not her son or her daughter. Loi avdu v'shivchasa, not her eved, and not her shifcha. So here we see clearly that her shifcha is not neman. But Tanya Yedich, we learned in a different brisa, Hakol nemanim lahayid chutz mei hemeno, Baal, except for herself and her Baal. So herself means about her shivcha is Neman. Everybody's Neman except the Bali Dover. So L'chayritz HaMachloikas Tanoim. So the Gemara says, the Rav Papi, the Rav Ashi Tanoi. As Rashi explains, Rav Papi who told us Bishvuya Hikilu, or Rav Ashi who told us that in our Mishnah, her Shifcha would not be believed because Tarti Loyavda, so not only is she quiet, but she's actually going to say that her mistress had no relations, so there she wouldn't lie, and that's why if she said that her mistress did not have relations, we believe her. So according to Rav Papi and Rav Ashi, it comes out that in our Mishnah, for whatever reason, a Shifcha, her shifcha is Neman. And yet we see a Beferish Shebraisa that said, Loi Avdo V'Shevchasa. So they have to say that there's a Machloikas Tanoim. But the Rav Papa Milema Tanoim, he, as Rashi explained, should we say the same Doichik Pshat in Rav Papa, that he also will have to say it's Machloikas Tanoim. Rav Papa was the one who said that it's only Shifcha Didei that's believed. But Shifcha Dido is never believed. So should we say, according to Rav Papa, also that it's Tanoim? Or is there a way to reconcile, according to Rav Papa, that both Brises fit in with Rav Papa Shita? And Rashi suggests something that the Gemara itself doesn't suggest. Rashi suggests that really her shifcha is not believed. It says in the other brisa, Hakol Neman Lo'ed Chutz Mehemeno Bal. The only two exceptions are herself and her husband. But we learned in the Gemara before that she is considered, the Gemara says she is considered like her, the shifcha is considered shifchasa namika atzma domis. So when the Gemara says hameno, that brisa means herself, including her shifcha. So Rashi suggests that could be a teretz on Rav Papa. It's interesting that the Gemara itself doesn't even suggest that, but Rashi says, or you can give another teretz, as we're going to see in the Gemara, there's a different way to reconcile. But the idea is that according to Rav Papa, we have a way out to say a reconciliation. Amr loch Rav Papa ki tanya hi b'mesich levetuma. Really, her shifcha is never believed. So why over there does it say that only she and her husband are not believed? It would seem that her shifcha is believed. That's when her shifcha said it. Casually, she said it, Masicha Lefi Tuma. The bottom Tosis points out that even when we have a heter of Masicha Lefi Tuma, she's saying it casually. She doesn't even realize that her words have any effect in halacha, that she doesn't realize that she's saying testimony, but she's just saying over a story. So we believe her because we don't suspect that she's lying in any way, because she doesn't realize that what she's saying has any legal ramifications. Tosis points out, even though we learned before in Daf Chavov Amud Aleph that Yoichlin Oichel Chalas was Neman on himself, and yet here we're saying that the Shifcha is Neman Masicha Lefi Tuma, but not the husband or the wife. So Tosis says here they were more machmer because Ma'ala Osu B'Yuchsin, that Masicha Lefi Tuma would only help Legabi her Shifcha, but not Legabi the Bali Dover, the Bali Din themselves, which is the husband and the wife. Where do we see a precedent of Masicha Lefi Tuma? Ki Hodich Asu Rav Dimi Yom Rav Chanan Kartigno, Rav Chan, who came from Kartigno. Mishtoi, he said the following story. Maisa Bolifnei Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. A story came in front of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Amri Lo, and some say Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Mishtoi, that he said Maisa Bolifnei Rabbi. A story came in front of Rabbi. But Adam Echachoy Masicha Lefi Tuma. A person was Masicha Lefi Tuma. He was saying things casually. V'amar, and he said, Anivi Imi, I and my mother. So were it not for Masicha Lefi Tuma, as the Meforshim explained, would not be believed, as we learned before, that a son would not be believed. But here, what was he telling over in Besdin? He was telling over, or he was telling this over to Rebbe. He said, Nishbi Nul Bein Oivik Chavim, I and my mother were captured by the Goyim. Yotzos Elishav Maim, when I went out to fetch water, Dati Alimi, my mind was on my mother. I was watching her to make sure that no goy would be miyachid with her. Lil Kadetzim, I went out to collect wood. Dati Alimi, my mind was on my mother. I made sure to watch her that no goy was miyachid with her. And he said all of this in the form of a story of what happened in his experience when he was captured with his mother. He wasn't saying it as Eidus in front of Besdin. V'isir Rebbe Lekun Alpiv, based on his Masicha Lefi Tuma. A story, Rebbe was mater his mother to marry into Kahuna because Masicha Lefi Tuma is believed, so too According to Rav Papa, a maid servant is never believed if it's her maid servant because liba gaspa. However, when she's masich lefi tuma, then she is believed.